So basically, I think I met you on TV last time I seen you. But I saw a funny story about you. About fucking up some trap house, making everybody drink water. I'm returning to that. Huh? Gotta appreciate it, bro. Alright. Okay. Peace.
Thank you. and concise, no matter where you are. Compose a cover letter.
Thank you. yourself the last slice. Whoa!
Bring Home Pizzeria Pizza Taste. Bring Home Giuseppe by Dr. Oetker.
Have you ever wondered if there's a limit to our imagination?
Veterans, walk the veterans, slow movement. Rick Solomon that made up the chemistry, a gaseous element that burned down your ministry, herbal vapors and biblical paper smoking.
Miles on, I'm telling you, these pimp motherfuckers are a walking reminder of just how fucked up this system really is.
Don't get me started, I'll tell you what, don't get me started.
Dwight. You call me Dwight.
Three inmates, five guards, one shrink all in 1 year's time. Open that goddamn gate.
Sir, psychiatrist?
Yeah, Mickey's better half. Miss Mallory strangled his ass when he made the dumbass mistake of asking what her parents liked. She done it all shot up on tranquilizer.
Well, actually, Dwight, I'd recommend having your mother killed by one. After that happened, I developed a rather keen interest in the subject.
Yeah? What happened?
Well, I was born and spent the first part of my life in Texas.
Oh, that's funny. You don't have an accent.
I don't want to talk like those assholes.
You know, my mother was from Texas.
I met those other assholes. I used to beat the shit out of them. Anyway, one day when I was 8 years old, my mother
filed up
as a bomb. I'm not the player as far.
Hey,
I just signed me the same day Charles Whitman. He climbed to the top of the University of Texas tower and started shooting strangers.
And you was with him?
Sure was. You see, the thing is, I didn't hear any shots. I didn't hear any of them. Now, 1 minute, I'm walking with my mother, and all of a sudden, chest explodes. She hits the ground, right? And I'm just looking at her. Her forearm flies off. Her hip explodes. And I'm not hearing any of the shots, right? Chest explodes, right? Since then, I've had a strong opinion about the psychopathic fringe that thrives today in America's fast food culture. I tend not to exhibit the self-discipline, you know, becoming of a peace officer.
You got it right, Jack. You got it right. Say you don't mind, do you, if I call you Jack? Yes.
This is Neo, the new way to spend and save. Hang with Neo.
Turn left to what, you stupid bitch?
Oh, you stupid bitch. You stupid bitch, Mickey. That's what my father used to call me. Thought you'd be more creative than that. You're losing it, Mickey. You're losing it.
Snakes and birds ain't nothing out here. Right now I'd go down on a lawman for a gallon of gas. It's the 1990s, all right? In this day and age, a man has to have choices. Has to have a little bit of variety.
What are you talking about, variety? Hostages? You want to fuck some other women now? Is that what you're talking about, Mickey? Why'd you pick me up? Why'd you take me out of my fucking house and kill my parents with me? Ain't you committed to me? Where are we fucking going?
Just relax, all right? It's me, your lover, not some demon, not your father, all right? Relax.
No, you're not my fucking lover. You're not my fucking... You've been loving me. You've been fucking loving me. Why?
Scraping from the
As I leave.
What kind of pies do you have?
apple, pecan, cherry, key lime.
Which do you recommend?
Key lime's great, but it's an acquired taste.
Well, I ain't had key lime pie in 10 years.
When you had it, did you like it?
No, but that don't mean much. I was a completely different person back then. Let's give that key lime pie a day in court and a big old glass of non-fat milk, if you please.
Should I make that two pieces? No, no, Rosie. My name's not Rosie, it's Mabel.
It must have hurt you.
Never.
It must have hurt your pride.
Century. Speed up.
Thank you.
Just murder, man. All God's creatures do in some form or another. I mean, you look in the forest. You got species killing other species. Our species killing all species, including the forest. And we just call it industry, not murder. But I know a lot of people who deserve to die.
Why do they deserve to die?
I think everybody got something in their past, some sin, some awful secret thing. A lot of people walking around out there already dead just need to be put out of their misery. That's where I come in, fate's messenger. Except a corn of wheat falleth to the ground and died, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Oh, the theory that everyone meets a serial killer halfway thing. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the wolf don't know why he's a wolf. The deer don't know why he's a deer. God just made it that way.
You're saying that the world itself is predatory. That when a mountain lion takes down an elk, it's because it's the elk's time to go. And all the BS liberal agenda about saving the animal herds only serves to overpopulate the balance of nature. Maybe you're right, but maybe you're right. Corporate predators, environmental predators, nuclear predators. Life is a hunt. I've seen it. I was there when the hit the fan at Grenada. I saw it all go down at Grenada. So tell me, Nicky, any regrets? I mean, 3 weeks, 50 people killed. Not too cool, Nicky.
52, but I don't spend a lot of time with regret. That's a waste of emotion.
Seriously, you must have some regret. Come on, wrap your brain.
Well, I wish that Indian hadn't got killed.
Bad!
One of your last victims.
Man had a rattlesnake sitting in a corner.
Rattlesnake?
Could pick it up, pet it. He saw it.
He saw what?
The demon. He saw the demon.
The demon? What demon?
Everybody got the demon in here, okay? The demon lives in here. It feeds on your hate, cuts, kills, rapes. It uses your weakness, your fear. Only the vicious survive. We all know we're no good piece of shit from the time we can breathe. After a while, you kind of become bad. But, you know, after the Indian, we were going to quit killing. The old man took it out of us. Well, it was all just a mistake, you know. Man was trying to help us, you know, pet us. Same dream I've had since I was a kid, I guess. I just running with the animals in the darkness. Mr. Rabbit, bloody fangs, Christmas hat. Madness going on, I don't know, just running. I'm just Mr. Rabbit, beating every other animal in the forest. Death, just death kind of becomes what you are. After a while, you didn't like it. Know about realization, man. I mean, you know, all this just bullshit. Mr. Rabbit says, moment of realization is worth a thousand prayers.
A little crazy, man.
Wayne, I don't think I'm any crazier than you are. I'm extreme, dark, and light. You know that. I'm light with mouth. That's your shadow on the wall, huh? You can't get rid of your shadow, can you, Wayne? Oh, you know, the only thing that kills a demon, love. That's why I know that Mallory's my salvation. She was teaching me how to love.
Forgive you, baby.
Yeah. It was just like being in the Garden of Eden.
Only love can kill a demon.
From the bad anymore? It's time to hustle the right way.
Anyway, Julie, Michael, producer, and I, we've been waiting for a long time to do a follow-up episode on you, and that time has definitely come. Anyway, I feel it's apparent to anyone who's hip to what's going on that these prison boys throwing the Constitution straight out the fucking window. You and Mallory may be killers, but nuts?
Insane?
Today they won't clean your mind because they feel your actions are dangerous. Tomorrow they won't clean my mind. I don't need no fucking syndication because they feel what I say is dangerous.
Where does it all end?
Now, I have interviews with prison board and with the psychiatrist, Emil Reichel, and with that warden, Dwight McCluskey, and I'll tell you, Mickey, they look bad. Now, you give an exclusive to Wayne Gale. We are booking a media event here. Some promos on the Super Bowl, you know, the network will cream for it. Oh my God, what a great idea, Julie. We're talking about nothing less than television history. The first sit-down, in-depth interview with the most charismatic serial killer ever. One day before he's being shipped away to a mental hospital for the rest of his life. This is Wallace and Noriega. This is Elton John confessing his bisexuality to Rolling Stone. This is the Beasley's brothers and out to London. This is the fucking Nixon Frost interviews. Take a look.
Hey, babe.
Mama. What's up?
Not much. How you doing?
Good. What's his story?
Oh, man. What's
it? Yeah, let me have your blade.
You'll never use it.
Come on, maybe I want to clean my teeth, all right? Let me have it.
Be careful.
Hello?
Thank
you,
babe. Later.
And so a new breed was born.
Whoa, state of the art.
Class, that's enough.
I never had that in my pocket before.
Yeah, well, why don't you run out of using before you cut your balls off?
No settler could remain those days without taking sides.
No. No problem. Get the damn thing closed.
Looking back, one is struck by the fact that even though specific crimes are frequently forgotten, free remains.
Here, you're gonna need it.
Well, why?
Well, take it. It's all in school about you and Nick Hauser.
That's a
thing.
It's
a... Is Something important, Mr. Parker?
Yeah, I was telling Morgan about this book I read.
Mm-hmm.
Call of the Wild.
What was your reaction to this once-in-a-lifetime experience?
Didn't get it. But I like the dog.
When someone took a stand, they very often paid with their lives.
What's up, man? Like music?
Yeah, I like music.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Want to come see my band tonight?
Sure.
Where? Go down here, down this main drag, right? Past all the sleazy porno shops.
Okay.
It's on the left-hand side, campus.
Porno shops?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there.
Good. Yo, Morgan! Yo! Wait up! Listen, man, you're heading towards the front. That's Nick Hauser.
He's playing with my bike.
No, man, I'm just trying to save the bike. Hey, don't mess with the brakes, your legs.
Guy's goddamn death wish.
We'll be back in a bit with more Tales from the Crypt.
Nice dress. So where's he from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut. You do fun night there.
Met at the yacht club every Sunday.
Is he serious?
Never, as far as I can tell. I was, actually.
Make it. God, I can't believe they took your car.
I don't own a car, man.
How are you? How you doing?
Where the hell did you get Nick's car, man?
This bro called my bro, wanted him to come pick it up, but he wasn't home, so here I am.
Your pants are still dry.
Here, let me give you a ride.
I think that lights are dry.
Don't you trust my driving expertise?
Yeah, but it's always been like that, you know? I mean, if I didn't follow my big brother Brian's lead, I was invisible.
Yeah.
It's the same with my family, you know? Except Mama wouldn't let me join a gang because Donnie got his ass kicked so bad. So she just outlawed it.
Yeah, what happens if you break tradition?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. I think this is one of Nick's favorites.
Hey, forget it, man. She's bad news.
Come on, I just want to talk to her,
Nick.
Man.
Nick, she belongs to Nick.
Come on, Jimmy. Lincoln freed the slaves. All I want to do is talk to her.
All I want to do is live. Get the bag, Jimmy.
No.
Get the bag. Jimmy!
Get the bag.
I'll get the bag.
What do you do when all the...
You know, Frankie, all I want to do is talk to you.
I just spent the last 20 minutes telling you. I got nothing to say to you. You got it? Then let me out.
No, let her out, man. I just want to work this out. I just want to talk to you, you know?
Go for it. Go for it. You got nothing to go for. So you blew it, and now you have to pay.
Come on, Frankie. Come on, you don't mean that.
No. Yes, she does.
No, she does. Just stay out of it.
Right.
But it's a natural reaction. Right on, see the new sensation.
Wow, man, where are we? Other side of the world, man. Ooh, shut the mail.
Time, huh?
No, I think we're gonna eat.
Eat? What? You have a rich uncle or something?
No. It's Friday, Junior's night. These places are all the same.
I suppose they won't mind if I don't wear my furs.
No, come on, just straighten up your clothes, Jimmy. Yeah, do up your shirt. I'll handle the rest. Come on.
Am I complete?
Into your head.
Why?
Because you just got in from Europe and you don't know how to say anything else.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, put it on.
Fabulous. Oh, fabulous.
Young man, I need to see your membership card, please.
God, Reynolds, I'm glad it's you. I feel such the fool. You know, I left it down in my locker with my tennis rag. Still stuck with a racket. I'm sure Patty and Al will vouch for it. Love your suit.
Oh, God. All right, you know what to do.
Chucky
wagon, Chucky wagon. I like that. I was walking by and I just saw this beautiful aura coming up over both of you. I just wanted to come by and kind of share that. This is a great shirt. You know, I kind of look like a Gary. Can I call you Gary?
Sure.
You know, you mix the wrong things, it's just really not going to come together. And the more I got launching your lunch all over the damn place. Can you help me? Anyway, what I'm just saying is just watch what you eat. You know what I mean?
Good evening. Does the word phrase beautiful, beautiful hair mean anything to you? We are...